I'd like to go ahead and call this meeting to order. This is a specially called district school board meeting for the district school board of Unionville County. It's July 14th, 2015. We have one item on the agenda tonight because some of our regular pomp and circumstance. We're going to move right into the consent agenda. Board members, you've been given copies of the consent agenda. I'll take a motion at this time.
Make a motion to approve.
Thank you, Ms. Simchick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Frost. Ms. Simchick, would you like to speak to your motion?
I'm just very excited at the recommendations. I think that this is positive for our district. Some of the promotions are long overdue. There's people who have been in our district working very hard for us. And I'm excited for the students, for the district, and for the families of those people.
Ms. Frost, a second? Any further discussion? Mr. Searson?
Just wanted to ask all of the new teachers, the instructional transfers, are these teachers certified in the area they're being hired for, number one, or transferred to?
Mr. Sissy, I can respond to that. Absolutely, yes. We have checked and all of them are certified for the positions that they're being hired.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
4-0 vote, Ms. Stang. Dr. Rendell, I know you would like to have the floor at this time.
Thank you, Chairman McCain. First of all, I want to thank the members of the board for agreeing to meet tonight. This was not a regularly scheduled meeting, but we had some personnel items to attend to, and they agreed to meet tonight, so I appreciate them for doing that. With the action of the approval of the consent agenda, we have made several appointments, classroom teacher appointments, but also administrator appointments. So we want to highlight a few of those administrator appointments. So first, I am very proud and excited to announce that we have appointed Mr. Denny Hart to the position of principal at the Alternative Center for Education. Mr. Hart, could you make your way to the podium?
Yes, sir.
Now, Denny is he's one of our own. He is a product of our school system, and he has worked in our district as a classroom teacher and assistant principal at several different schools. I am not sure if there is a person who is more committed to our students and our community than Denny Hart. Mr. Hart, the floor is yours.
Wow. Is there another Denny Hart? You are referring to me. Thank you, Dr. Rendell.
Remember, you have 3 minutes.
3 minutes? Okay, great. My wife told me I only had two, so that's well covered. Just want to say thank you to the board for this great privilege and opportunity, Dr. Rendell and the staff. Appreciate all of the things that you have done for me thus far, giving me this opportunity to fulfill the dream of mine. I mean, my father a long time ago, Mr. Victor Hart, who's here tonight. I'm very thankful for him and the vision that he had a long time ago and instilling in us the values of hard work, dedication, and commitment. And I'm truly committed to seeing that our students in this county move forward and advance, particularly at ACE, where those students have difficulties at times. However, I feel with the positive motivation and my push to make sure the students understand that it's okay to make a mistake, but we're going to push you back in and do a great job. So again, I just want to thank each of you for this opportunity. I won't let you down. My mom was looking down from heaven right now tonight. I know she's pretty pleased with me, as are my brothers and sisters and my friends who have come out tonight to share this great moment with me. So again, thank you so much for this opportunity, and I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Dad. Good to work. Yes, sir. Thank you, ma'am.
Appreciate that.
By your action, you've also approved the appointment of 5 new assistant principals. 2 of those assistant principals are in the room tonight, so I'm going to ask them to stand and be recognized. So when I call your name, if you could stand up. First new assistant principal we want to recognize is Cheryl Conley. Just say stand up. Cheryl already has a distinguished career in the classroom, as she was our district and state teacher of the year in 2011. Some of you may remember that. She has spent a year away from us, but we are very excited that she's back in the fold. So congratulations and welcome back. New assistant principal at Gifford Middle School is Felice Hepburn. Felice, if you could stand up. Denise is another product of our school system. After graduating college, she taught for a short time in Georgia and I believe Orange County. She's been back with us for a couple years teaching at Storm Grove and has done great things, so we're very excited to have her. Congratulations, please. I don't see any of the other new assistant principals, so they're off having vacation before they start their full-time jobs as administrators. But we do also have made a couple of administrative appointments here at the district office. One of those is here tonight. So we do have a new director of career and technical education. That's Michael Arnett. Michael Arnett has an extensive career in career and technical education. He actually taught career and technical education and then became a department chair, later an assistant principal at two different buildings, pursuing advanced degrees. He has his doctorate in education, that kind of thing. So he's going to be tasked with making sure that our career and tech ed programs are the best they can be. So congratulations, Michael. Mr. Chair, that's the last of the appointments that I believe are here tonight. We'll recognize the others when they come to a future meeting.
Thank you, Dr. Rendell. Board members, like we said, this is a specially called meeting. We don't really have our formal protocol, but would anybody like to add anything before we adjourn?
Yes, I would like to say that it's a pleasure to have Dr. Rendell on the dais with us the first time, even if it is a special meeting. And what a better occasion to have it for. It's good news and good things to the district county office and for the administrators that have been appointed and all the changes. I think that it's a bright future for us and glad to have you here.
Thanks very much.
I would also like to welcome Dr. Rendell and to recognize Mrs. Conley as sort of the reason I actually got into this. My first bit of educational activism was when she was about to be eliminated, her position was about to be eliminated during the tough drawdown years, and the following year she was actually Teacher of the Year. So that got me interested in school policy, and actually the first letter I ever wrote about education was from Mrs. Conley. It's great to have her back because she is top notch. She also taught my son, so I have a personal skin in the game, and I'm really glad to see her back in the district.
Anyone else? Just before closing, just want to say I did have to share with you when I talked to Dr. Rendell on the phone. He called and gave me the he's very good about keeping board members involved or informed about who the new principal is going to be, about assistant principals, things like that. He told me who the new principal is going to be. I think I mentioned to him, I'm not sure if I did or not, but I told him, you know, that I knew that name. And, you know, if you grow up in Indian River County, as I did, and you go through the schools here, there's a few names that you end up, you know. You're going to run into a Schlitt or two along your way. You're going to run into a couple McWilliams. You're going to run into a Hart. And you're going to run into a McGriff, no matter what you do. So the fact that we got Denny's name was tabbed, I was very, very pleased. So, Dr. Rendell, do you have anything in closing?
No, sir. I just want to thank the board again for having a special meeting tonight.
All right. With no other business before us, we'll stand adjourned.